Obituary.
Joss Naylor, the sheep farmer and champion fell runner, died on June 28th, aged 88.
There wasn't much to the Lake District village of Wasdale Head. Seen from a helicopter or a drone, it was just a few stone cottages and one hotel. On every side loomed up mountains, Kirk Fell, Great Gable, and the huge bulk of Scarfell Pike, 3,209 feet or 978 metres, the highest mountain in England. And if you kept on looking, until relatively recently, you might see a lone figure, tiny as an ant, running down one of them. He had on a T-shirt and shorts, both flapping on his thin frame, and ran with that distinctive gait he had, not poker-legged, but bent-kneed and leaning forward a bit into the stride. A sheepdog usually bounded alongside. At the bottom, he'd pause at the fast-flowing beck, cast off shoes and socks, and give his legs a proper cooling scrub. Joss Naylor's legs were remarkable. The knees were scarred and swollen-looking, especially the right, where at 18 he'd had all the cartilage removed. The doctors had botched the operation, and consequently his right leg was so wasted that he could circle the thigh with his two hands. All his propelling power came from his left leg, and that one had truly excelled itself over his career. In nearly six decades, he'd run in more than 50 Lake District mountain trials, and won 10 of them. In 1986, he took on the Wainwrights, the 214 peaks described by Alfred Wainwright in his classic guide, and did them all in 7 days, 1 hour and 25 minutes. In 1975, he ran the Lakeland Circuit, 72 peaks over 100 miles with 38,000 feet of ascent, in 23 hours, 20 minutes. That record stood for 13 years, and he considered it his best run. When he turned 60, he ran 60 Lakeland fell tops in 34 hours, 25 minutes. And when he turned 70, he ran 70 Lakeland fells with 25,000 feet of ascent in less than 21 hours. He liked to celebrate big birthdays. Two of his records still stand. The Three Peaks, scaling the highest peaks in England, Scotland and Wales, including driving time between them, which he did in 11 hours, 54 minutes. And the ascent and descent of Scarfell Pike, which on one magic day took him 47 minutes. He doubted that time would ever be bettered. One man who saw it told him he must be a mountain goat. That wasn't so far out, as living in Wasdale and helping gather in the family sheep from the age of seven made him very familiar with mountains. He got used to roaming the slopes all day on nothing but a basin of porridge and barely ate more when he was grown. But it was other people who first enticed him into racing. In 1960, when he was 24, various runners urged him to do the mountain trial. He didn't have either the shoes or the shorts, so he ran in his big, heavy work boots and his old trousers cut off at the knee. That race stuck long in his mind. The mist on Red Pike, his shortcut after Pillar, the awful cramp he got in both legs from crawling under trees, and the way he cured it, by begging a salt cellar from two picnicking girls and downing half of it. Yet despite all the accidents, he still ended halfway up, not down, the field. He discovered then what a competitive streak he had. So much so that if anyone went past him, he would rapidly repay the favour. Yet he seldom did much training. He didn't have the time. As a tenant farmer after his father, grazing more than 1,000 Herdwicks and Swaledales on the fells, his hands were full already. Up at dawn to milk the cow, quick breakfast of Weetabix, then get his sheep to fell all day until it was too dark to work. The reason he hardly ever left Cumbria to race was that he couldn't leave the farm. No one else was daft enough to look after sheep these days. So though he readily gave advice to other runners, it was on the simple side. They should train on forest paths, the best terrain. When climbing, they should set off on a short stride, then lengthen the stride and just enjoy it. Don't think too far ahead. Eating en route was mostly unwise, though he took along a few of the missus's rock cakes and ribena with a dash of salt. At official breaks, nothing beat a hot cup of tea. He had two additional tricks, though. One was dry stone walling, which he did round the farm and the village, keeping his lovely valley properly cared for. In his estimation, the National Trust, which had charge of Wasdale, was bloody useless. Walls fallen down, the bracken twice the size and briars everywhere. Repairing the walls could mean heaving about 5 tons of stones to start, so it was good exercise. But better than that, it taught him to read the rocks, knowing how solidly they were set, or not. That was how he could negotiate rock fields and scree without losing any pace. His second trick was his ability to put pain at the back of his mind. He didn't merely have a bad leg, but a bad back too. It had started with a mistimed kick up the backside from his mother when he was 8 or 9 and giving her cheek. Steadily it got worse, and at 22 he had 2 discs removed, only to fall on the operation site some months later. He was told to wear a corset for good then, and to give up both running and farming. Of course, he did neither. He soon threw the corset out and kept the sheep, even clipping them all himself, which was purgatory for his back. And he went on running. His advice about pain was simply, shrug it off. At breaks in his long runs, he got a bit of a massage, but barely lay down before he was springing up again. The reason he ran was equally direct. It was paradise. He loved the sheer beauty of the place where he lived, the sunsets and the solitude of the hills. Piles of people paid attention to him, but he pushed those 2 to the back of his mind and was just Joss. Nothing bloody fancy. Over the years, his racing also raised money for young people's charities, and he was glad of that. He wanted his funeral to celebrate his life, and there was only one way to do that. Runners came from every quarter, cresting the various passes into Wasdale, to escort him to the tiny church of St. Olaf beneath Scarfell Pike. From a helicopter or a drone you could see them. Crowds of little figures in their club colours, streaming down the slopes of the fells that were his joy.